From inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. During her news conference on Wednesday, Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham announced that the color-coded red-to-green reopening framework would be modified, with a new color-coded map going into effect on Friday, which means that Eddy County moves from the yellow to turquoise framework. The county can now move forward, says City of Carlsbad spokesperson Kyle Marksteiner.
We're real excited about getting some of our events going and getting our services up and running even more. So it's a good time in Carlsbad.
The Lee County Drug Task Force, along with the United States Probation Officers, executed a search warrant at a residence in Hobbs on Monday and located 575 grams of marijuana, 205 grams of cocaine, along with other illegal drugs. The seized marijuana has a street value of just over $14,000, and the street value of the cocaine has a street value of just over $20,000. The investigation of this case continues. The Lee County Sheriff's Office, along with the assistance of the United States Marshal Service and New Mexico Adult Probation and Parole, completed sex offender address verifications on April 25th and 26th. The joint operation verified the physical addresses of all registered sex offenders residing in Lee County. 113 address verifications were completed. The operation resulted in one arrest, three registration of sex offender violations, and the issuance of three felony arrest warrants. Roswell Mayor Dennis Kentai has been at an aviation business convention in Orlando, Florida this week. He elaborates.
There's a convention that's called MRO of the Americas, Maintenance, Repair, and Overhaul. That whole maintenance, repair, and overhaul industry, it's funny, MRO. And this is an opportunity where we come and showcase Roswell to help bring jobs and economic activity. Not just Roswell benefits, but all of Southeast New Mexico.
The Three Rivers Fire in the Lincoln National Forest remains at about 5% containment today, as fire crews now are on a scouting mission to bring the fire under control. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.